We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football as the Trainer Cardinals will open up their season this coming Friday as they take on Riverside. Jeff Casey, head coach for Trainer, with us now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your football team coming into this opening game?
We've had some really good weeks of practice here to start off the season. I like where we're at, you know, mentally and physically and from a leadership standpoint. The kids have been very coachable. You know, we've gotten better as the last few weeks have gone on, and we've identified some things that we really needed to focus on. And I think kids are just ready to go, ready to get the game going and go play somebody other than ourselves.
Yeah, no doubt. Just see a different color uniform. So you do graduate your quarterback from last year, Ben Casey, threw for over 1,500 yards. So what do you see at the quarterback position coming into this week?
We've had a pretty good quarterback waiting in the wings, waiting for his shot. Ethan Hill, he's a senior this year. He played receiver for us last year, but has been working as a backup quarterback as well the last few years. And it's his turn to get back there at QB and run the show. And we're excited. The kids are excited to work with him. And he's been putting in some extra work with his receivers and running backs. And he's going to have a good year.
What talents does he bring to you at quarterback?
Well, he's a bigger quarterback. So he's about 6'3". So he's tall. He runs the ball pretty well. He's a physical runner. So he can run the ball if we need to, but he's got a strong arm as well. And so, you know, one of the things that we've been really good at here the last few years is just having a high completion percentage and a lot of accuracy. We've got great wide receivers that do a great job of getting open and catching the football. And so he's able to drive the ball into some windows for those guys. So I think, again, just kind of fitting into our system that we've been doing for several years now. And that's all he knows, because that's all we've done since he's been in high school. He's had a lot of reps in practice, and we've been able to sprinkle some game reps in over the years for him at QB. So he brings a lot of different talents, vocal leader, and just overall good athlete. He's a multi-sport athlete that's been on the big stage in several sports, and so not a lot of things rattle him.
So it certainly helps when you got a tailback behind him in Jet Sorensen, who had over 1,100 yards rushing. Tell me about Sorensen and what his strengths are, what he brings to you as a tailback.
Jet is a very elusive runner. He's probably one of the quickest, like, first cut runners I've ever had. He's able to explode and get going at a high level of acceleration that's pretty unusual, and he's just really difficult to tackle. I know he prides himself on that. He doesn't want to be a guy that gets tackled by the first defender. He tries to make guys miss. He does a great job with it. He's just a tough, tough runner. He's added quite a bit of muscle and weight over the off season. And so he's gotten even stronger and more explosive. And again, a lot like Ethan, just he's a good positive vocal leader. He's super experienced, super seasoned, been on the big stage in other sports. And we're hoping for another a huge year, just like he did last year.
Who do you expect to be your leader on the defensive side?
Well, we have a lot of guys stepping up. I would say on our defensive line, Dane Gutaw is a senior for us. Much like Ethan, Dane is a kid that has just kind of been waiting for his shot. He's been playing behind some really talented football players and developing and getting some reps when we could over the years. And now it's his turn as a senior to step into that leadership role. At linebacker, Austin Moss, is a kid that played a lot last year for us on varsity. And again, just stepping into a bigger role. He's only a junior. And then we bring back most of our defensive backfield. So we graduated our free safety, Peter Young, but everybody else is back. And we've got several kids fighting for some playing time there. We've still got some competition going on who's going to be rotating in and out and when. And so there's 7 or 8 kids back there in the backfield, defensive backfield, that we're really excited about. And we feel like if we need to make some substitutions, we don't really miss out on anything. There's no real drop there.
Right. So what do you see as some of the challenges with Riverside this week?
Well, they boast one of the top running backs in the state, Jackson Gordon. I mean, he piled up a ton of yardage and a ton of touchdowns last year. I'm pretty sure he's been starting and playing varsity since he was a freshman. He's a tough football player. He's very fast. And just, he's a natural football player. And so we got to first and foremost deal with him, but they got some kids around him that are pretty talented. I think they got a pretty good quarterback that's pretty experienced as well. They've got some physical linemen. I know they got a couple of other skill kids offensively that are pretty talented and played a lot last year. And then defensively, I know one of the things, if you're playing a team coached by Coach Frain, you're going to get a defense that flies to the football and plays super physical. They pride themselves on that. They do a great job with it. They get everybody there. They gang tackle. They force turnovers. And they play with a lot of energy and a lot of speed. And so we got to be ready for that. They're going to come out flying around. They had a great year last year and a ton of momentum off of that season. And I know that they're looking forward to carrying that into this year too.
What do you make of the new districts this year? Because I don't think they did you any favors with Tri-Center and in Underwood in the same district. I mean, in a lot of polls, preseason polls, and I don't know how much you put stock in it, but all you know, you're ranked. They're Tri-Center and Underwood seems to be ranked, and then you got Missouri Valley, Red Oak, and Shenandoah on top of that. What did you think of the redistricting situation?
Yeah, you know, the only change for us in the district was HSTW moved out of the district, and then to your point, we added the defending state champions in Tri-Center. So very tough district. It has been a tough district for several years, and it got much tougher, I think, this year just with where all the teams are at. I think, you know, you can't sleep on Shenandoah. That's a team that is on the rise, and they were much improved last year and gave us some fits towards the end of the year when we played them, and they got a lot of talent coming back as well. And so, it's a tough district. I would argue it's probably one of, if not the toughest district in class 1A this year in the state. But we're excited. Our non-district is equally as tough, with Riverside, Van Meter, and Pella Christian. So our schedule is loaded. Every week's going to be a great game. We have a great opponent every Friday night. But we look forward to it, and it's going to make us better at the end.
What do you just make of this area? It just seems like there's a lot of talented football players and teams on this side of the state. And you, I mean, you go from Trainer, you go up to Underwood, you go to Neola, and now Tri-Center is a defending state champ. You know, Avoca and Riverside are right there. They're within all of these teams. And then even Harlan, of course, has been there forever. I mean, it's just amazing what this area has been in these last several years about football, because there's just so many good teams in a short amount of space.
Yeah, it's such an interesting thing that you brought that up, because I've said the same thing now for quite a while, that the talent in Southwest Iowa is at an all-time high, in my opinion. And this was my 11th season as a head coach, and I was on staff for 14 years before that. So I've been doing this here in Trainer for 25 years. And this is as good a talent pool in this part of the state that I recall, you know, Lewis Central, Glenwood, a lot of really, really good football teams. There's a lot of great coaches. And I think one of the cool things is a lot of the coaches, we get along really well and we work together, and there's off season training and there's camp opportunities that we promote together, and trying to build youth programs together. And, you know, most of the schools, and you look at the Western Iowa Conference and you throw in some of the other schools in the area too, like, we're all in the same youth league. And so we've got third graders through sixth graders coming up through the same league, playing each other, and head coaches at the high school level being involved in that. So I just think from a development standpoint, I think the coaches around here are doing a great job, and the kids are working their tail off, and strength programs are better everywhere. And everybody's looking for that advantage. When one school has some success, everybody else tries to copy it, and then they catch up, and then they find an edge, and then another school tries to copy that. Everybody's chasing everybody right now, and the talent level just keeps getting higher and higher and higher.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck this week against the Bulldogs. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much.
Jeff Casey, head coach for Trainer Football, with us here on KSOM.